Good morning, my friends, and welcome to a very inconvenient installment of Weekend Update. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. We begin this morning with a slight correction. Here at Cowboy State Politics, we always lead with our mistakes. Unlike other news agencies in the Cowboy State, the Red Star, who don't really lead with them at all. In fact, they usually put them on a back page somewhere, so you're least likely to find them. In the episode, Fremont County Censures Nancy Case, I recorded the vote as 15-8. I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I had the credentials committee of the state convention still stuck in my head. But the actual vote censuring Nancy was 11-7. Still, it really wasn't that close, considering there was only 18 people in attendance. Nonetheless, an error has been corrected, Nancy is still censured, and the Earth is still spinning on its axis. That is, of course, until Sleepy Joe figures out how to screw that one up. I mean, come on, why shouldn't we expect that? Nothing else seems to be outside of his powers of mediocrity, malfeasance, and general socialist tendencies. You gotta admit, he's got everything else turned upside down. That would be the pinnacle of socialist accomplishment. Speaking of socialists, the Pravda on the Platte has been writing nonstop articles about how the Laramie County GOP was not seated at the Wyoming State Convention. Admittedly, a big story, but not one that we are completely unfamiliar with. If you go back in the vast Cowboy State Politics audio archive, you'll find several instances where we've discussed how the Laramie County GOP is outright fighting with the Wyoming State Republican Party. Until very recently, most of this boiled down to money. You see, each county has to pay shares or dues to the state party. In simple terms, the dollar amount is set by the size of the county, and in Laramie County's case, that dollar figure is around $15,000. Frankly, they don't like paying it because they usually end up being in the minority of just about every vote with the Wyoming State Central Committee. And as you'll hear later on in the program, they're vastly outnumbered. At every state GOP Central Committee meeting, there are 74 voting members. Just about every single vote that's taken boils down to 13 redcoats, that's Natrona County, Campbell County, and Laramie County, and then everybody else. So they're in the minority, and they don't like it. There are some members of the Laramie County Republican Party that are conservative and that don't fight with the state party. In fact, this last round of county shares that was paid by Laramie County wasn't paid by the county itself. It was paid by a private individual. That's the only reason why they could have brought 37 delegates to the Wyoming State Convention and didn't have their delegate numbers slashed to 3, as was the case with Natrona County. But to really understand this whole fight between Laramie County and the state GOP, you have to go back to the beginning, to the very moment that Danny Olson was elected chairwoman. And we're going to do that in just a second. But first, some completely egregious self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn. Really, any of them will work, but the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Danny Olson and you have no idea what you're doing as chairwoman, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing from the very beginning, but didn't. A couple of program notes before we really get started with the program. On Monday's installment of Morning Reload, I'm going to play the interview I have with Brent Behan. That'll conclude our gubernatorial forum. I'm telling you, it's a fantastic interview. And then on Tuesday, a bonus episode, an interview with someone who was at the Laramie County GOP convention. Her story is entirely different than the one that Danny Olson told. So anyhow, that'll get us going next week. Okay, here we go. To understand this whole conflict between Laramie County and the state GOP, we have to go back to the very beginning when Danny Olson was elected, or appointed, or whatever she was. In any case, she was made chairman. And one of the very first things she did after she assumed her new position was write on her blog. You're going to love this. It's called Truth to Power. And right at the top of it is a graphic of the socialist fist. In fact, there are several of them. I've put a link to the blog at cowboystatepolitics.com, and I've also taken a screenshot of it, just in case she takes it down after this. Up at the top, there's this graphic of the socialist fist. In fact, there's several of them. And this is important. Now, most of us use pictures and graphics because we like them, or we think that they're pretty, and that's why we post them on their page. But this particular graphic, you use it on purpose. Now, in the foreground, you'll see four big red socialist fists. Now, maybe you think that that means solidarity with some cause, or that you're fighting the man. Yeah, but you'd be wrong about that. The raised fist has been used in socialist and communist imagery since the very beginning. You've probably seen it on numerous Black Lives Matter protest signs. And there's a reason why it's used there as well. An article from Fox News, published on April 15, 2021, entitled BLM Clenched Fist Symbol Has Little Known Communist History, Critics Say, author Maxim Lott writes, quote, critics of the symbol note its origin and long use with communist movements, a history so fraught that until recently many left-wing protesters hesitated to use the iconic image. It's a symbol used by movements that establish oppressive systems, as every system established along Marxist lines has been. Murray Bissett, a former professor of government at Morehead State University, and now with the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, told Fox News. The raised fist is primarily used by organizations and movements that are heavily influenced by Marxism, broadly understood. And if you skip down a paragraph or two, the first printed versions came out in the early 1900s, with cartoons published in 1917 by the Industrial Workers of the World. 1917 is when the Bolshevik Revolution happened. The article continues, the symbol was soon picked up by violent communist factions as well, such as those in the Spanish Civil War. One 1936 poster from the communist-aligned Unified Socialist Party of Catalonia depicts four fists raised in front of a Soviet flag. End quote. Now, I'm not suggesting that Chairwoman Dani Olson has any idea what happened in Catalonia in the early 1900s. I am, however, pointing out that she does have a graphic on her blog that dates back to the early 1900s and very much is imagery used by socialists. Pretty interesting, huh? But I'm sure it's a total coincidence. Uh-huh, right. Let's talk about her blog. Quote, these individuals have been able to grab many leadership roles in the state party, mainly through their creation of new committees with new governing tasks, but also through elections. And they've been able to form alliances with other long-standing members of the state central committee. Through all of this, this faction tries to dominate all aspect of the state's Republican Party. End quote. Don't blame me. It's not my grammar that's poor. Apparently, Dani Olson neglected to notice that it was not the party leadership that voted not to seat Laramie County. It was over 260 members of the Wyoming State GOP convention that did that. Now, in all fairness, the last entry to Dani Olson's blog was in 2020, but as all of us know, past is prologue. One more thing about her dumb blog. The subtitle of it is, quote, no more silence, no more kowtowing. This is the place for telling Cheyenne, Laramie County, and Wyoming leaders exactly what we feel about them and their actions, or lack thereof, end quote. Again, the grammar. There's also a Truth to Power Cheyenne Facebook page. Same graphic, the four socialist fists. Now, the last post of this page was on May 7th of 2019, and it's the same blog article that I referred to a little bit ago. And if you scroll down, you'll find a couple of posts about Black Lives Matter. Yeah, nothing Marxist about those folks either. Okay, fast forward to last August. Laramie County still owed the state GOP thousands of dollars, which they could have paid if, and are you ready for this? They hadn't given Dani Olson's husband, Representative Jared Olson, $15,000 for his state house race. Couldn't resist. I mean, really, you can't make this stuff up. Well, anyhow, the whole exchange between precinct man Ben Hornock and chairwoman Danny Olson is nothing short of incredible. To set the stage for you, Ben Hornock has the microphone, and he's talking to the crowd, trying to convince them to donate so that their county shares can be paid. Danny Olson is standing approximately 15 to 20 feet away from him, listening. When he broaches what has to be a slightly uncomfortable subject for Chairwoman Olson, she attempts to take the microphone from him. Here's the soundbite, in context.
We have cash. We have a checkbook. Tear off a corner of the agenda you have before you and write an IOU. Write your name with an IOU. Do something, and then we tally that amount up, and then we make the motion, we amend the motion, to pay the remainder out of our bank account. So we can do it tonight if we all step forward. But I think what's happening is it starts on a leadership level. There's been great leaders in this party at the executive level. Kevin Lewis has stepped forward. Lorraine has committed, I think, to pay make a contribution. Jesse Naiman has stepped forward and done some other things. However, sorry to say, and you bash me during your thing, I'll bash you. You paid $15,000 to your husband campaign, and you paid $9,000 to the state chairs. And so
we have an agenda that we have to follow that was adopted and approved unanimously, even by you guys. We're getting off topic. It is my job as the presiding officer to keep things on track. Okay? So, there is, as I said, we have people who are trying to tear our party apart. They're finding the little things. We're this close.
Yeah, not even the crowd can believe the hypocrisy that's coming from Danny Olson. And I'm positive the subject of paying her husband $15,000 for his campaign was not on the agenda. But it should have been. Let's take a quick break and pay a few bills. We'll get back to what the Pravda on the Platte and the Cowpie are not telling you about this whole Laramie County Republican Party mess in just a second. But first, a completely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a warehouse or any type of metal structure, well, then you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. 307-674-2532. These two guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So, doesn't matter what type of building you need, give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Are you hungry for hot wings? I always am. The Wing It Food Truck makes the most amazing hot wings in the state of Wyoming. They have a couple of food trucks and they travel around the state, going from town to town. All you gotta do is go to my website, cowboystatepolitics.com, go to the sponsors tab, and you can figure out where the purveyors of the yummy, yummy hot wings are going to be at. This week, on Monday, they'll be in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, Tuesday in Chadron, Wednesday from 11 to 7, they'll be in Hot Springs, South Dakota. On Thursday, they'll be in Alliance, Nebraska. And on Friday, from 11 to 2, they'll be in Torrington. And from 4 to 7, they'll be in Guernsey. It doesn't really matter where you're at. These wings are good enough to plan a trip just to go find them. That's the Wing It Food Truck. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. Of course, I'll post all of the episodes there, but also anything I find during the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, my Twitter handle is David Dom Iverson. You can watch me match wits with the twits and find out that they really are lacking. And now, back to the program. Fast forward a month or two, Laramie County shares ended up getting paid by a private party, not the Laramie County GOP. It was this payment that cleared the way for Laramie County to attend the state convention that was held this past weekend in Sheridan. And all of their delegates would have been able to attend the convention had Chairwoman Danny Olson conducted their county convention properly. But she didn't. The Laramie County Republican Party bylaws state, and I quote, "Voting for delegates to national and state conventions will be by some form of secret ballot determined by the County Executive Committee. All Republican Party of Laramie County delegates, blah, 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 skip a little bit. All candidates for delegate to the state convention will be listed on the ballot unless nominated from the floor during the convention. Candidates receiving the highest number of votes will be selected as delegates. Alternates will be listed and chosen via the highest number of votes received once all delegate positions have been filled." End quote. A couple of things happened at the Laramie County Convention. They didn't conduct it by a secret ballot as was mandated by their bylaws, and they didn't list the alternates by order of votes received. By the way, remember that blog post? Yeah, she was complaining about people not following the bylaws. Anyway, this was the issue that the Credentials Committee at the state convention was dealing with. Steve Johnson, an alternate for the Laramie County GOP, circulated a letter to members of the Credentials Committee at the convention this past weekend, and I quote, "Laramie County Convention on March 12th did not elect delegates and alternates as had been done in past years. The nominating committee that presented this list of delegates was almost entirely populated by yes voters with Chairman Danny Olson. The nominating committee was composed of three members, Danny Olson, Ben Sherman, who is currently employed by the Olson Law Firm, and Jack Mueller. Of the 34 delegates allowed by the state, only one could be identified as opposition to central committee member not siding with the agenda of the chair. No minutes were kept of this meeting." Now, to be fair, this is just one person's viewpoint of what happened. We'll confirm that with our interview that we'll listen to on Tuesday. The letter continues. "The printed materials that were given to the delegates as they entered were open for discussion, but it did not include Danny's list of delegates. Ben Hornock did protest the presentation of this list as unfair, and discussion was limited and silenced by the majority. The minority was left to nominate only alternates from the floor. Even this process was tainted by Chairman Olson personally nominating additional alternates of her choice almost every other nomination." End quote. Apparently at this meeting, Chairman Danny Olson didn't feel the need to jerk a microphone out of somebody else's hand. So anyway, after this whole process was concluded, precinct man Ben Hornock objected to the selection of delegates at the convention. In fact, he filed a complaint with the state central committee. Shortly thereafter, Chairman Danny Olson circulated a letter to the state central committee admitting that they had made errors at their convention. And I quote, "The Laramie County Executive Committee agrees that there is legitimacy in the claims that were brought forward, and we have all agreed that the process that we have used in years past and in this recent convention is not in full accordance with our bylaws." Skip a paragraph, and I just love this part because Danny Olson uses this all the time. Here we go. "We ask that the State Executive Committee give us grace on our error, as we would like to see our delegates and alternates seated at the state convention." Barf. If she wants grace, I got a book she can read before she writes any more letters. A motion had been made not to seat the delegates from Laramie County. Here's what Danny Olson said in response.
"Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, I speak against this, and the main reason why I'm speaking against this is because there's a lot of misinformation that I think is leading to this motion being made. Primarily, I've seen in press releases a statement that said
that Laramie County violated our own county bylaws and the fact that we did not take nominations from the floor. And that is wholeheartedly a false allegation. I even have brought our minutes from our county convention that show that we did in fact take names from the floor, and there was absolutely no violation in that. The only admittance that Laramie County has stated with the letter that was being referenced by the good delegate from Lincoln County was that we did not properly order the number of alternates that we were seating in our county. We elected everyone correctly in accordance with county and state party bylaws. Except alternates, our county bylaws say that they have to be ranked in order of the vote on based on ballot. We did our order based on nomination. However, as you heard with our counting, we have 36 spots total. We only have 36 people filling all of those spots. So there was absolutely no harm done in the way that the alternates would have been seated regardless. So I speak against the motion. I have the minutes that I'm happy to hand out to show that, hopefully clear up some of that misinformation that I know has been going around. Thank you.
You know what I heard from that? Yeah, we did it. Well, part of it, but we didn't do that other thing, even though it's pretty obvious that we did, and no one got hurt, so, you know, no harm, no foul. As it turned out, a whole bunch of people disagreed with Chairwoman Olson at the convention. It wasn't the leadership, it wasn't this little cabal, it wasn't the people that Danny Olson was talking about on her blog, it was the vast majority of the delegates at the Wyoming State Republican Convention. Here's the final vote on whether or not to seat Laramie County at the convention, just so you can see how overwhelming it was against them.
The motion is on the floor, discussion for and against. And that number is 285. Does not include Laramie County. We need a four or we won't have any debate. Is there anyone for? I'm looking for somebody at the mic. Oh, there you are, in red. Go ahead, for and then against.
Mr. Chairman, Sam Bixler, Sublette County. I beg we call the question.
If we don't have any further debate, then the question is called by natural process. All in favor of accepting the 285 credentials report delegates, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
The ayes clearly have it. The report is accepted. We now have seated 285 delegates.
Now, there was another vote to seat the Laramie County delegation, and the whole idea was that if the leadership of Laramie County would turn in their credentials, then the rest of the delegates from Laramie County could then be seated at the convention. Considering everything that I've laid out for you in this episode, there is clearly a leadership problem in Laramie County. So this motion makes sense, but it too failed overwhelmingly. Here's the vote total from that one.
Right. Teller Committee Chairman has reported the motion to seat the 34 delegates from Laramie County received 63 aye votes, 225 no votes. The motion has failed.
As you can tell, the vast majority of Wyoming counties are sick to death of having to deal with Laramie County. And it's mostly the leadership. Now, right after that vote, the Laramie County delegation walked out of the convention. And then they spoke to the Casper Star Tribune. Interestingly enough, Danny Olson's comment was that it would be pretty hard to get a vote to pay the $15,000 in shares to the state party. It always comes down to that $15,000, doesn't it? Since this past weekend, there have been dueling resolutions proposed for the upcoming Tuesday meeting of the Laramie County Republican Party. One side is asking the other side to resign. The other side is saying that Danny Olson should resign. I think it's pretty clear who needs to step down and who doesn't. But I'll let you know on Tuesday when we have our interview with a participant in the Laramie County Convention. That should be a fascinating discussion. But until then, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday, where we'll play the interview with gubernatorial candidate Brent Behan. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.